For Ford Credit Financing, 60 months at $1,667 per month per $1,000 financed regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new delivery from dealer stock by July 5th, 2017.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yep. Still all there. Another successful 4th of July in the books. Join us next.
I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it. Yes. Yes.
Yes. You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry. Nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Butler breaks through and he's got running room. It's a foot race inside the 20, 10, 5, touchdown, James Butler, 77 yards.
You may hear that name a lot this fall, or you may not. Welcome in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa. On 1600 AM, the historic main gym. Is everybody fireworks out? I would hope so at this point, but we'll wait and see. I know, some of you are tired of talking about fireworks. Well, the good news on that front is we've actually got quite a bit to talk about on a Wednesday edition of the program, a post-4th of July edition. The Butler that you heard referenced there in the beginning of the program, James Butler, a graduate transfer running back out of the University of Nevada, will join the Iowa football program. And this is a very intriguing get for Kirk Ferentz and his program because there's a lot of buzz around this guy heading into what will be his final season of eligibility. We've even got big wrestling news for you coming up on our first big board update of the day. That's coming your way with Kyle Mann in just a few minutes. Josh Henschke of the Michigan Scout site will join us at 5 o'clock. It's the start of the countdown to kickoff, brought to you by Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. 13 teams, 13 days, all leading up to Big Ten Football Media Days in Chicago later this month. That begins Monday, the 24th. Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk James Butler, as well as Noah Shannon, Iowa landing a 2018 defensive tackle out of Oswego, Illinois, who was previously committed to the University of Minnesota. So there's a strike against P.J. Fleck. He's starting to see some of his recruits peel off. And you got to, if you're an Iowa fan, have to enjoy stealing one from a rival, especially one with a new head coach who's trying to establish himself. So Tom will chat with us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Are the St. Louis Cardinals going to make a move for Josh Donaldson? We'll talk a little baseball today. You got Aaron Judge over the weekend reaching and surpassing Joe DiMaggio's rookie record for home runs in New York. Quite an impressive story. Some controversy, contrived, but controversy nonetheless, surrounding the home run derby. And the Cubs and Rays continuing to play at Wrigley Field. We'll give you an update on that. 6 o'clock showdown coming up for you tonight as well. Your chance to walk away with a couple tasty sandwiches from Chick-fil-A Lindale. All that and more. Plus, it's the return of Alex Kuhn. Alex, how are you?
I'm great, Todd. It was a great weekend to get away and enjoy the 4th of July. Enjoy it with the family and friends. Got to take in a little bit of Cardinal baseball. I come back.
Did they win?
They did win.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, well, okay. I come back and there's football on the slate. And I'm excited that football is back in the news. And I knew we were going to begin our countdown to kickoff with Michigan today. And then the James Butler news comes across my timeline early yesterday. And I think it really changes a lot about what we knew about the Iowa offense, what we know about the Iowa offense. We'll get into this a little bit later. But I think that one of the worries about the inexperience at the wide receiver position was the fact that LaShawn Daniel was no longer a Hawkeye, and that running game really controlled most of the offense last year, and there wasn't that backup option. Well, now there's that 1-2 punch again in the Iowa backfield, and I think a lot of fans are a lot more excited about this upcoming season than they were about 2 weeks ago.
What are your expectations for James Butler this year? 319-366-1600. He's also part of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. How many rushing yards will James Butler have for the Hawkeyes this fall? We have set the over-under at 750. Remember, he is number two coming in behind Akram Wadley on the depth chart. And the reason why I say this is intriguing as far as an acquisition goes, this isn't bringing in Ron Caluzzi, who, to my knowledge, is the only time Kirk Ferentz has brought in a graduate transfer. And obviously you plug him in at the punter. You're talking about a skill position player here, and one where I'm seeing a lot of people who cover college football say a lot of very complimentary things about him, and just spending a little bit of time on YouTube, because I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I know a ton about Nevada football. There's probably some folks out there. No, take probably out of the equation. There are folks out there that would say I sit here and pretend that I know anything about Iowa football. And it's a joke. But I'm not going to sit here and try to say that I'm an expert on what he did at Nevada. But there are clips out there and that highlight that you heard in the program intro today where it looks like he's shot out of a cannon. This is a really fascinating get because you drop him in the middle of the mix here. So you've got somebody to push Akram Wadley. But you've also got Young and Akin Rabadi, the soon to be second year running backs, and somebody now is fourth string there. So I think one of the things that came to my mind was how does this affect the dynamic moving forward? Now it's easy to sit here and say, well, it's a graduate transfer, so he's only going to be here for 1 year, and then the spot opens back up again for somebody to be number three on the depth chart. I don't know. It's just the stuff that I think about. Everybody celebrates and lives in the moment and looks at this as a total positive. And my mind goes to, okay, so what do the guys who are already here think about it? Because somebody, whether you like it or not, somebody is missing out on playing time here or an opportunity. Now, that's not to say that this couldn't be like a couple years ago when they played five guys at running back because they had injuries and got some different guys some looks. And this very well may be the case, but I would say we still don't know anything about this offense. Now, the fact that, and Butler's from Illinois. Do you know what city in Illinois he's from?
Bloomingdale, Illinois.
Bloomingdale, okay. He wanted to be a little bit closer to home, so that's the reason. You look at this and sort of on the surface and you go, wow, Iowa got a guy from Nevada, but he's from Illinois. He wanted to play a little bit closer to home. And again, I think this is fascinating that Kirk Ferentz goes this route, and what does that do to the offense? We'll see moving forward. 319-366-1600. You've also got the news over the weekend that they get the commitment from Noah Shannon, big kid, big defensive tackle out of Oswego, Illinois, which we mentioned previously committed to Minnesota. So that 2018 recruiting class is starting to take shape for the Hawkeyes as well. Big pro sports news over the 4th of July holiday. It's official. Gordon Hayward is now a member of the Boston Celtics. I think that was the league's worst kept secret. And I saw something, and this just tells you where we're at today, but somebody was asking whether or not his acquisition makes the Boston Celtics a serious threat in the East. They were the one seed. Now, I know Cleveland was the two seed and everybody's in love with the Cavaliers, but this was a team that was the number one seed this year and has a couple top five draft picks next year, right?
That's correct. Well, they'll have the Brooklyn Nets draft pick next year.
Right. And then they have the pick from this year is what I meant. So,
correct.
Are they?
Most likely, yes.
Does this make them a legitimate threat? They're already a threat. Sometimes I don't get it. I'm like, who's reading this stuff? Who out there doesn't grasp that they're already decent and that this makes them even better? Like, somebody has to look at that headline and go, yeah, I'll give that a click. Of course, somebody has to listen to this program and say, well, yeah, I'll tune in. Did you hear anything about the show while you were gone?
I did.
What did you hear?
I heard that there was some hot dog eating.
Many people are saying that it was the best show that we've done.
I heard there was some hot dog eating and some fireworks tips and maybe some fireworks safety tips while eating hot dogs.
You got somebody listening to the program, do you?
No, actually, Kyle.
You got a scout?
Kyle kept me up to date.
Okay. Well, you couldn't have picked a better day to come back on. July 3rd, nothing going on. Eat a hot dog, tell people not to blow off their groin. We use the word groin about three or four times on the air, thanks to Mark Dukes from the gym class for that. Otherwise, it wouldn't have come up at all. But he's got,
he was just repertoire.
He was fascinated. Well, we had this little graphic that I stole from some fire department in the Northeast from 7 years ago or something like that. And Duker was looking, and the graphic, the percentages didn't add up. And one of the body parts that wasn't a fireworks related injury area, nothing on the groin. And Mark pointed that out, and I thought, okay, well, it's one time, we'll let it slide. But this is like a dog with a bone. He just kept coming back to it. And I thought, okay, maybe there's something here. And I don't want to delve too deep into it. Maybe, you know, some traumatic childhood incident or something. But here's the deal with the fireworks. And I said I wasn't going to talk too much about this today. But it's amazing how many people have changed their mind just from July 3rd to today. Because I know people that were on July 3rd pro-fireworks. And then over the last 48 hours, they have now defected and are among the ranks of the people who never want to hear or see another fireworks stand again in their life. My wife being one of them. The other night, it took her about 45 minutes to change her opinion. Oh, yeah, I don't care. No big deal. I don't care. 45 minutes later, I hate those things.
I changed my mind last night, actually, because I was staying in St. Louis until this morning. I was going to drive back to Cedar Rapids this morning, which is exactly what I did.
Yeah, those are the worst.
It was the worst, but that's exactly what I did. And I decided, you know what? I'm tired. I'm going to go to sleep early. Got in bed around 10 o'clock, and I just heard,
well, you were in the St. Louis area. That may not have been fireworks.
Well, I was in the suburbs.
Okay.
So I know for a fact that they were fireworks.
It's a little dog whistle there.
10 o'clock.
In the suburbs, there's no gunplay in the suburbs.
That's usually the rule of thumb. But 10 o'clock, pop. Okay, well, I'll give it about 15 more minutes. 10:15, pop, pop. I mean, this show is going on about every 15 minutes till about 11:30. And
11:30, that's not bad.
I thought at 11:30 that it was done, and then midnight rolls around and it's still going.
Well, they got some
another display, firecrackers, whatever they had left.
They got a little bit of that Emo's pizza delivered.
I think that's what it was. They caught
their second wind.
They got some toasted ravioli in them and maybe a couple of beverages, and the fireworks show next door went on deep into the night and into the early morning. So I got less sleep than I had hoped for last night because of fireworks, and therefore I'm not going to say I'm against fireworks, but I'm less enthusiastic about them than I was about a week ago.
Speaking of enthusiasm, it's coming through loud and clear on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line for the addition of James Butler to the Iowa backfield. 0723 says, meaning Iowa, we will have two 1,000-yard rushers again this year. That's a vote for the over in the poll question, I take it. Again, we set it rather conservatively at 750 yards. But right now, I take a look at it, 100% of the people who have voted have said James Butler will have more than 750 rushing yards out of the Iowa backfield next season. Again, Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com coming up at the bottom of the hour. Here's the last thing that I'm going to say about the fireworks, and then I'm seriously going to move on, because there were a couple people who were just, they were beside themselves that we would have the audacity to talk about fireworks around the 4th of July. I mean, who could possibly connect those dots? But I looked out into the backyard yesterday, and there's bottle rocket debris in my backyard. And I'm thinking, okay, something that you don't normally think about here is those things fire up in the air. They've got to come down somewhere. And I have yet to see someone fire off bottle rockets and then go scouring the neighborhood to pick up where those things land.
It's not like dog owners picking up after their dogs.
Some dog owners
picking up after their dogs. I've yet to see someone pick up bottle rockets after they had come down.
So now it's the responsibility of everybody else who lives in the neighborhood, your neighborhood, my neighborhood, wherever, to pick up for other people after their fireworks. And it's the same people that toss cigarette butts out their window and stuff like that. I mean, it is what it is. But the fireworks, we don't have to worry about them for another, I'd say 365 days, but the window opens up again around New Year's, which has me fingers crossed that Iowa is going to be in a New Year's Day bowl game of some sort, and I won't be around to hear. And I've heard a lot of people saying, well, this was just the newness of it. It's the first year. It's just the newness. It will wear off.
Nope.
No, I didn't fall off the fireworks truck yesterday. Trust me. It's not the newness. It's going to continue on. Anybody out there, by the way, did anybody out there take my advice and go to Grand Mound last night for the fireworks? If you did, I want to know what you thought. 319-366-1600. I watched video of the finale on Facebook from a friend whose dad actually is the one who is in charge of shooting off the fireworks and everything. It looked absolutely fantastic. Freedom Festival fireworks were great as well. And yeah, we had a good time on the 4th of July, and I hope you did too, and I'm glad that you're with us here today on July 5th. It's 4:22. We'll step aside, take a quick break. Keep the texts coming on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. 6 o'clock showdown on the way for you tonight in hour number 3, and a whole lot more to get to. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
For over 30 years, IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs. Learn more at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Hey, boss, is our computer network up and running yet?
No, they're still working on it.
It's been over 2 days. How much longer is it going
to
be?
I don't know. Everything seemed to be working fine, so I didn't think we needed to do anything. Then, when we lost all our files to that virus, I called some guy and he said our virus protection and backups weren't working correctly. He's still trying to get our files back.
I told you we needed to call IT Solutions before we had a problem.
I know.
The office where my brother works uses IT Solutions, and they aren't having any problems. My sister's business had a virus slip through, but they had all their files back in 30 minutes.
I wish that was us.
Well, since we can't get any work done around here, go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com now.
IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs for over 30 years. Learn more at IneedMyComputersToWork.com before it's too late.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Right now through July 5th, all of our new 2017 RAV4s have available 72-month financing at 0%. Gas models have an added $1,000 in bonus cash, and hybrid models have an optional $2,500 customer cash. These are amazing incentives that last only through July 5th. Don't miss out. The Toyota RAV4 offers exceptional versatility, all-wheel drive, and the hybrid is rated at 34 miles per gallon in town. Our 2017 Camrys also have available 72-month financing at 0%, plus $1,000 bonus cash or $3,000 customer cash. We have an outstanding selection for you to choose from and outstanding low lease and finance rates on most of our new Toyota models. Come on in and let Toyota of Iowa City make it easy for you to drive home in the new Toyota of your choice.
0% financing for 72 months requires qualifying credit and is $1,389 per thousand borrowed. Does not include $130 dealer documentation fee.
Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. We're dedicated to helping you play your best and look your best. Our certified club fitters will get you into the clubs to fit your game. And we also fit you into great looking apparel from brands like Puma, Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And the best part is it's all on sale, up to 50% off. Austed's huge apparel sale going on now online at austeds.com and at your local Austed store. Save up to 50%. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Hey, Colonels. Hey, 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 Colonels.
It's
It's Iowa State Cyclone Night at the Colonels this Friday. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free Iowa State baseball cap and bid on Iowa State game-worn jerseys. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
There's no irony in that, is there? That you're going to get an Iowa State baseball cap and Iowa State doesn't have a baseball team? I don't know.
There's a little bit of irony there.
I know what they mean. I know what they mean, the phrasing. You're going to get a hat that has an Iowa State logo on it. But every year, UNI night, Iowa State night, the Colonels do it, and it raises an eyebrow because both of those schools don't have baseball anymore, and I think they should, and I think it's sad that they don't. 319-366-1600, that's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. The one thing I didn't mention about James Butler, and I didn't even know if somebody kept these statistics, but James Butler leads all returning FBS running backs in missed tackles forced, which I didn't know was a statistic. Missed tackles forced.
That's a pro football focused
statistic. As opposed to missed tackles unforced, but pro football focus has him with 87 missed tackles forced last year. And again, I'm not an expert on Mountain West football or the Nevada Wolf Pack. I know Jay Norvell is out there, but you take a look at this. It's not every day that one of these guys is falling out of the tree into your lap a couple months before the season starts. So there's reason to be excited about him. But to me, if I'm an Iowa fan, I'm still nervous that they are horribly weak at wide receiver when it comes to depth. And I think Mark Morehouse from the Cedar Rapids Gazette asked this question on Twitter over the weekend. But can Iowa tight end, running back, and fullback itself to a Big Ten West title this year? Because it just... at this point, the receivers are a total wild card. And so you get a graduate transfer, but you get a graduate transfer at an area where it's sort of a luxury as opposed to a definite need.
And I completely agree in the sense that if this offense wants to take a step forward, if they want to win the Big Ten West, then the passing game is going to have to improve regardless of what we see from the running game. And I think James Butler is going to be a great addition. And the last time one of these really highly touted running backs from the non-Power 5 transferred to the Power 5 as a graduate transfer, Jordan Howard from UAB to Indiana, and that worked out pretty well. So I think this is definitely a good thing. What happens with the 3 and 4 running backs on the depth chart, that remains to be seen. You can never have too many running backs, especially in the Big Ten. But like you said, it doesn't change the fact that the wide receivers are still a big, big question mark and a huge area of concern for this team.
Plus, his last name is Butler. Think about all of the fun that Gary Dolphin is going to have this fall with a guy with a last name Butler on the roster. Dolph, by the way, who is on Twitter, at Gary Dolphin, went absolutely because he doesn't tweet a whole lot. And so for Dolph, this was like a tweet storm. He was setting off his own Twitter fireworks over the Butler transfer, coming this and that way with statistics and analysis. And I love it. I love the excitement about college football. And I know you do too on July 5th, because it gives us something to look forward to. And coincidentally, as we mentioned, today is also the beginning of the countdown to kickoff, which is going to come at 5 o'clock tonight. We'll take a look at the Michigan Wolverines. Kyle is with us in the studio now after a little bit of a delay. Time now for your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
It was a big 4th of July for the Iowa Athletic Department, and the fireworks started early in the afternoon. Former Nevada running back James Butler announced on his Twitter that he would become a grad transfer and play his final season with the Hawkeyes. Butler was the Wolfpack's 2016 MVP after his second consecutive 1,300-yard rushing season, and also leads all returning running backs in the country in forced missed tackles. Just a little over an hour later, Pat Lugo announced that his rumored transfer to the Iowa wrestling program was official. The two-time NCAA qualifier at Edinburgh has 2 years of eligibility remaining and plans to redshirt before stepping in at the 149-pound mark after NCAA finalist Brandon Sorensen graduates. The wrestling and football programs each also received commitments from high schoolers yesterday, beginning with three-star defensive tackle Noah Shannon out of Oswego, Illinois. Shannon was at one time committed to the Minnesota Gophers, but the 6-foot, 300-pounder officially committed to the Hawkeyes yesterday over offers from Arkansas, Michigan State, and Iowa State, among others. The wrestling program also snagged heavyweight Anthony Cassiope out of Illinois yesterday. Cassiope is the 5th-ranked heavyweight in the class of 2018 and is actually flipping his commitment from Northwestern. Tonight on KGYM, beginning at 7 o'clock, you can hear Irvin Santana on the hill for the Twins hosting the Los Angeles Angels. The Twins won games 1 and 2 and are going for the 3-game sweep tonight. We'll toss to that game right after our show on 107.5 The North, Jim.
We'll talk James Butler and more with Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com. He joins us next, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Countdown to kickoff starts hour number 2, 6 o'clock showdown on the way, and more. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way right here on KGYM.
Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. We're dedicated to helping you play your best and look your best. Our certified club fitters will get you into the clubs to fit your game. And we also fit you into great-looking apparel from brands like Puma, Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And the best part is it's all on sale, up to 50% off. Austed's huge apparel sale going on now online at austeds.com and at your local Austed store. Save up to 50%. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
It's Iowa State Cyclone Night at the Colonels this Friday. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free Iowa State baseball cap and bid on Iowa State game-worn jerseys. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This is what you need to know. The Yankees come back from a 5-run deficit highlighted by Aaron Judge's big league leading 29th home run of the season. That blast also tied Joe DiMaggio's Yankees record for home runs by a rookie. The Blue Jays, though, able to rally. Game tying homer Russell Martin, top 7. Dellin Betances forced in the go-ahead run with 4 walks in the 8th. Judge struck out to end the game. New York fell to Toronto 7-6. John Jay with a 3-run shot. Anthony Rizzo chipping in with 2 RBI and a run scored. Cubs beat the Rays 7-3. A's with a 6-2 lead on the White Sox. They're in the top of the 5th inning. Indian skipper Terry Francona remains hospitalized at the Cleveland Clinic, undergoing tests to determine what's been making him feel lightheaded. It's the 3rd hospital stay in the past month for the 58-year-old. Bench coach Brad Mills will run the team for a 2nd straight night in Francona's absence. NHL MVP center Connor McDavid signed an 8-year, $100 million extension with the Oilers. The agent for NBA free agent Nick Young told ESPN he's agreed to a 1-year, $5.2 million contract with the Warriors. He'll play a key role on their bench.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant sandwich. You know, they're just 2 for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I got 2 croissant sandwich, and I give one to this guy.
I'm like, who are you?
I'm the guy that just paid for your breakfast.
That's my favorite guy.
You guys, the croissant sandwich deal is 2 for $4. Now made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for $4 only at Burger King. Price and participation vary.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are in the middle of the ocean on a raft, finding coverage options that fit your budget. As you listen to the ebb and flow of the tide, your budget, the ebb, our coverage, the flow. Why tetherball isn't considered a real sport? Unknown.
Be at one with your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Visit progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every deck is made for standing on, but there's only one that's always had a way of standing out. So if you're looking to bring more style, comfort, and creativity to your life outdoors, Call on the brand that's known for making the most in outdoor living. From decking, railing, and lighting to furniture, fencing, and framing. At Trex, we're engineering what's next in outdoor living. To learn more about all of the outdoor solutions Trex has to offer, call 1-800-289-TREX or visit trex.com. That's T-R-E-X.com.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast, at the root. You can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
4:35, welcome back. The Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, where we'll be on Friday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across Eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. I neglected to mention this at the top of the program, and really, why would I? Because it's not that big of a deal. But today is July 5th. And that means that it's the turning of the page to another calendar year on the air here at KGYM for yours truly. This is the start of year number 7.
That is a big deal, Todd.
Year number 7. And there was somebody on our next guest's message board that said I wouldn't last 6 months doing this. But, hey, who am I to gloat as we start year number 7? Our next guest, by the way, Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com joining us, who was actually at the road trip on Friday at the Coach's Corner, not as a guest, but he and his son Jack ducked in for a bite to eat after a baseball tournament as they were making their way back to the Quad Cities area. Tom, how you doing today? Did you survive the 4th?
We did. My dogs, Buddy and Coco, did not like fireworks. So we've established that now that they're not fans.
Have you ever met a dog that did like fireworks, though?
I haven't.
Yeah, me neither. How did Buddy and Coco take the news that James Butler was transferring to Iowa?
They were very excited, as most Iowa fans were. So, they were yipping and running around, happy. It's a pretty big pickup for Iowa, given, the guy's a 3,000-yard career rusher at Nevada. He rushed for over 1,300 yards and caught 32 passes last year, and just kind of worked out that he was able to come to Iowa. And this is going to really work out well for him. And I think now it alleviates some of the maybe concerns that the Iowa staff had of who's going to back up Akam Wadley, and they don't have a lot of experience there. Now they've got a really experienced hand that can step in there and kind of play that LaShawn Daniels role, if you will.
I know he's from Illinois. He wanted to transfer to be a little bit closer to home, but was there any indication that this was in the works, or did this just sort of come out of the blue for you?
I got a couple of tips on it about a week ago, and just that, hey, he's looking to come to Iowa, and it was pretty far down the road, but you kind of have to, my instinct on that stuff is always to just kind of wait and see what happens because he was still kind of completing the class, and you just never know with this sort of stuff because it can sound like it's going to happen and then the next day it's not. So just kind of be quiet about it, wait and see if it plays out, and then he tweeted it out on July 4th to make everybody work who covers Iowa.
Now, I know, Tom, that you've been able to familiarize yourself with James Butler. He was highly prolific at Nevada. What style of running back is he?
He's pretty elusive. Pro Football Focus put out a tweet about him having like 87 missed tackles last year in his running style. So he's not big. He's probably, I'd compare more, if you want kind of a contemporary Iowa comparison, maybe to an Albert Young type of back. He's not big. He's probably 5'9", 5'10", but he's solid 210 pounds, and he can run over guys a little bit, but, he's not LaShawn Daniels in that area where you could, potentially truck somebody, but he is solid. He's not as shifty as, kind of an Akam Wadley, but it gives him that other option It's been interesting because Butler wanted to come to Iowa out of high school, but they just didn't have a scholarship for him. And Lester Erb, the former running back coach at Iowa, ended up at Nevada after he left Iowa and had recruited him at Iowa. So it's kind of really worked out well for him. This is where I think he wanted to be all along.
Tom Cakert from HawkeyeReport.com joining us here on a July 5th edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show. What, if anything, does this do to Iowa's offense? I know Brian Ferentz, we haven't really seen much of anything as far as Brian's plans for the offense taking over for Greg Davis, but does this maybe give any sort of indication as to what the offense may look like?
Not really, but it gives them more options, I think, where, you know, Brian has talked about maybe putting some running backs in the slot, and we know that Akram's pretty capable at catching a pass because he had 36 receptions last year. Butler had 32 last year. So you could potentially have some plays where you put Akram in the slot, you have Butler as your main back, and you kind of get both guys your talent on the field. And given their lack of experience at wide receiver, it's probably not a bad option to have, and you want to get all, as many playmakers on the field who have proven it that you can.
You kind of lead me right to my next question. Does this at all take the pressure off of the young receiving core and what was going to be a new quarterback?
A little bit. I think the big thing is it takes a little bit more of a workload off of Akram Wadley. And you got to remember, and you guys cover the team too, so you know Kirk brings up the 190-pound thing with Akram all the time. And you look at his kind of career at Iowa, and he's had some various injuries, dinged up, high ankle sprains, that sort of stuff that he's battled and missed a little bit of time or been kind of limited in what he could do. So that workload where it might have been, 35 touches a game this year before yesterday is maybe down to 25, and I think that's a more manageable thing for Akram and where you can get more an optimal use out of him.
Again, Tom Cakert from HawkeyeReport.com joining us. The other big news over the weekend, or I should say the holiday for the Hawkeyes, they picked up a defensive tackle in the 2018 class. Noah Shannon, right, is the name?
Noah Shannon, a defensive tackle out of the Chicago area. He had earlier on committed to the University of Minnesota and decided to get out of that commitment at the end of May and made a couple of visits to Iowa City. So it seemed to be trending towards Iowa, and he seemed to be ready to make a decision. And then he kind of went silent for about 2 weeks. And last night that news popped that he was going to commit to Iowa, and so they picked up a nice 6'2", 285-pound defensive tackle out of the Chicago area.
That's a very 24/7 sports name for me. I was writing down Shannon Terry and Noah, and was all over the place. Yeah, I wanted to make sure that I got his name right. But you mentioned it, originally committed to P.J. Fleck at Minnesota. Is this a sign that maybe P.J. needs to circle the wagons up there with that recruiting class?
I don't know. It's just interesting because a lot of Iowa fans have been very concerned about what P.J. Fleck can do up there. And he's a very charismatic guy. He's got to row the boat, and everybody's kind of enamored with his high-energy style of recruiting. And I think it's going to work for some guys. But, you look at kind of the head-to-head battles or guys that have flipped. You go back to the last recruiting cycle, Amir Smith-Marset committed to Minnesota and then backed out of that almost immediately and ends up at Iowa. And now you have Noah Shannon, who decommits from Minnesota and ends up at Iowa. So I think Iowa's doing okay. There's going to be some kids that kind of, aren't in tune with the way P.J. Fleck approaches recruiting. And then there's the opposite. It's almost a 180-degree difference from what Kirk and his staff are. They're very more low-key and less pressure, where I think Fleck's more high-pressure sales kind of guy.
Now, I wanted to circle back around to James Butler for just 1 second. This is the second graduate transfer in 2 years, and Kirk and his staff really hadn't kind of delved into that pipeline yet, and now we've seen two in 2 years. Is this something that we might see more of in the future?
I think so. It's, they're always going to be available. I think the graduate transfer options are always out there, but it's not as prevalent as it is in college basketball. I think you see it more in basketball than you do in football at this point, but you know, there's some proposals out there for transfer stuff that could be almost like free agency where, you know, if you're a sophomore and you're frustrated and want to go transfer somewhere else, that you can transfer and play. And those proposals are out there. I don't know that they'll ever get approved, but, it, you know, I think maybe we're trending more towards giving kids more options, and that's when transfers are going to get we're going to see more of them as we go forward.
Now, somebody on the text line was wondering, because he did not redshirt at Nevada and this past year was a junior, they thought perhaps he would have 2 years of eligibility left. He just has the one, right?
Yeah, he has the one, unless he took a redshirt this year, and then he could redshirt and then play the following year at Iowa. But my understanding is his plan is to play this year.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. I just wanted to make sure that everybody was on the same page with that. Tom Kakert, HawkeyeReport.com. A little bit of basketball news as well over the 4th of July holiday. The team had its first practice getting ready for its trip overseas. Any news coming out of that?
Nothing too exciting from that. We see them just about every week at the prime time league. They've been on a little bit of a holiday hiatus, and they'll get back at it on Thursday night. It's been interesting watching this team so far, and I think the foreign trip for Fran and his staff is going to be about experimentation and finding out where guys are in terms of, you know, fitting in, and also kind of tinkering with lineups. And do you want to go with a small lineup? Can you play, you know, two bigs together? How are those two freshmen? Because I think those two freshmen are terrific, Jack Nungy and Luca Garza, and they're going to play a lot this year, and they're going to add something to Iowa's mix. So that front court, I think they're going to look at maybe testing Nungy out at the three and see if that sticks with him. And if that can happen, then it opens up more playing time at the four or five for everybody.
Anything else from the primetime league caught your eye so far?
The two freshmen have really turned a lot of heads. I've been impressed with you know, guys like Macy Daly. I think he's really come along so far in the primetime league and what he's been able to offer as an option. I think Isaiah Moss has taken his game to a different level. And you know, I know he's not an Iowa fan favorite, but Brady Ellington's been really good and really steady as a shooting guard so far in the primetime league.
All right, Tom, I'm going to put this on your radar right now, but Sunday the 23rd, the day before Big Ten Media Day in Chicago, Cubs, Cardinals, Wrigley Field, Sunday night baseball. I think it's a 7 o'clock first pitch. Maybe Put that on the radar.
I am already going.
You're already going. Well, see, we're trying to convince our chief engineer / the man who pays the bills here that he needs to take us to that game as a staff bonding exercise. Yeah. Do you think you could put in a good word right now if he's listening?
Absolutely. You know, I'm going with my sister. That happens to be her 50th birthday, and she hasn't been to a Cubs game since we were teenagers. So she's flying up from Arizona for her birthday, and that's her birthday present from her wonderful brother, is box seats to a Cubs game.
Well, you know, you and I have a mutual friend, Cloyd, who knows Jim Anixter, the guy who sits by the pink hat guy behind home plate. Maybe you could put in a good word. Maybe you could get a seat upgrade.
I'm going to go down and try and visit him. We're our seats are in that vicinity, so we're going to go try and visit Mr. Jim Anixter.
Yeah, if the boss pays for the tickets, our seats aren't going to be anywhere near that vicinity. Yeah. Tom, we appreciate it. And it was good to see you Friday at Coach's Corner. Thanks for stopping in.
Yes, and if you do come on the 23rd, we need to get that long-awaited photo of you with Clark the Cub.
It's, you know what? It's a deal. It's a deal. Tom Kakert.
That's why he should take you, is just so you can get the photo of you with a bear with a cup without pants.
Tom Kakert from HawkeyeReport.com. We appreciate the time, Tom. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
And we're not done talking college football today. We got football guy out there on the text line for the last week who's been complaining right and left about Why are you talking about baseball? Why are you talking about basketball? Look, the countdown to kickoff starts in about 10 minutes as we'll take a look at the first of 13 Big Ten opponents for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Now, they don't play them all this year, but we're going to start with the Michigan Wolverines. And we'll be talking with Josh Henschke of Scout.com for that. Michigan is not on Iowa's schedule this year, but the Hawkeyes and Wolverines did meet last year. It was a very memorable 14-13 game at Kinnick Stadium. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Put it to good use today as we take you up until 7 o'clock and some Minnesota Twins baseball on the way for you tonight. 319-366-1600. Back with more of the Todd Brummelkamp Show after this.
I'm burning up, Eastern Iowa. Summer's here, and I'm almost out of beer.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
It's Iowa State Cyclone Night at the Colonels this Friday. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free Iowa State baseball cap and bid on Iowa State game-worn jerseys. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
I'm burning up, Eastern Iowa. Summer's here, and I'm almost out of year. So I'm rolling out my hottest deals to get in gear. Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. Driving your old ride got you hot and bothered? Don't sweat it. Payments too high? Don't sweat it. Owe too much on your trade? Don't sweat it. Because right now we're pulling out all the stops. So you can beat the heat in a nicer, newer car. And you could get approved with as little as $7 down. Are you sweating some past credit mishaps? Don't sweat it. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. You could be approved with a perfect payment for your budget today. So if you're sick of your old ride, don't sweat it. You could drive away in a nicer, newer car today with as little as $7 down. But hurry, the hottest deals will end at the end of the month. Visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru today on the corner of North Center Point and Boyson Roads, or see all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit requires bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced.
Even though it's a holiday week, the city of Cedar Rapids reminds you that there's no delay in garbage recycling or yard waste collection. So set your carts at the curb by 7 a.m. on your regular collection day. Never miss another garbage pickup. Sign up for text and email alerts before every holiday or collection interruption at CRNewsNow.com.
4:52. Welcome back. The Todd Brummelkamp Show coming your way with Alex Kuhn and Kyle Mann on KGYM, 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across Eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. This is sad. I've got to pass this news along, and I hope I'm not stepping on any toes here, but he put it out on social media, so I'm assuming that it's out there for public consumption, but our good friend Scott Westerberg from KCRG is going to be leaving the Cedar Rapids market. His last day at KCRG is going to be July 18th. Sounds like his soon-to-be wife has a job in the Kansas City area, and they're going to be relocating there. Scott's done a tremendous job at KCRG for the last four-plus years, whatever it's been. And we've had an opportunity. I've had an opportunity to get to know Scott a little bit when we've been out and about on the road, Big Ten football championship a couple years ago, bowl game trips and whatnot. Really great guy, a very passionate sports voice, and that's going to be a little bit of a void for our friends at KCRG. So hopefully Scott Savel and Josh Christensen can find somebody to pick up the slack there. But major loss for, in my opinion, for Cedar Rapids and the Cedar Rapids sports market. I like Scott. Scott's a good guy. Maybe we'll have to have Scott on sometime the week leading up to his departure just to talk about his time in the market and his memories, as our producer Kyle Mann writes a note to himself. See, he's only been on the job a couple weeks, but he's picked up on this. When I say something like that, that's a call to action. I like that. You know what else is a call to action? The music. It means it's time for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. It's like Pavlov's dog. Kyle?
It was a big 4th of July for the Iowa Athletic Department, and the fireworks got started early in the afternoon. Former Nevada running back James Butler announced on his Twitter that he would become a grad transfer and play his final season with the Hawkeyes. Butler was the Wolfpack's 2016 MVP after his second consecutive 1,300-yard rushing season, and also led all returning running backs in the country in forced missed tackles. Just a little over an hour later, Pat Lugo announced on his Twitter that his rumored transfer to the Iowa wrestling program was official. The two-time NCAA qualifier at Edinburgh has 2 years of eligibility remaining and plans to redshirt before stepping in at 149 after NCAA finalist Brandon Sorensen graduates. The wrestling and football programs each received commitments from high schoolers yesterday, beginning with three-star defensive tackle Noah Shannon out of Oswego, Illinois. Shannon was at one time committed to the Gophers, but 6-foot, 300-pounder officially committed to the Hawkeyes yesterday over offers from Arkansas, Michigan State, and Iowa State, among others. The wrestling program also snagged heavyweight Anthony Cassiope out of Illinois yesterday. Cassiope is the fifth-ranked heavyweight in the class of 2018 and is actually flipping a commitment from Northwestern. The Cedar Rapids Colonels lost a pitching duel 2-1 yesterday to the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, and they'll play again tonight in Cedar Rapids at 6:35. Tonight on KGYM, after our show, you can hear the Twins hosting the Angels on 107.5 The North Gym.
It's a big game last night for the Colonels, the biggest crowd of the year, over 5,000 people, pretty much standing room only at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And
let me guess, it was fireworks night.
I think they did have some fireworks. 4th of July always is a big, I mean, that's sort of, that and Father's Day are a couple days of the year where people say, hey, let's go to a baseball game. The Colonels do a tremendous job with the 4th of July, and they've incorporated their military heroes baseball card set, and I was at the ceremony last year. It really is a great night at the ballpark. Unfortunately, couldn't get it done, losing to the Timber Rattlers 2-1. Former Colonels catcher A.J. Murray is with the Timber Rattlers right now. Even though he's on the disabled list, he did make the trip to Cedar Rapids. A.J. is a really good guy. I'd like to see him have some success in the Milwaukee Brewers organization. As Kyle mentioned, those two teams meeting again tonight at 6:35. Both teams 6-7 in the second half of the Midwest League season. We'll talk a little bit more baseball coming up in hour number two, specifically Major League Baseball. The St. Louis Cardinals are said to be in discussions, or at least preliminary thoughts, about trying to bring Josh Donaldson to St. Louis. Josh Donaldson, a former American League MVP, not having the greatest of year with the Toronto Blue Jays, but we'll see what comes of that. Cubs, by the way, did beat Tampa Bay 7-3 earlier today. A pinch-hit three-run homer by John Jay in the sixth inning helped to put the Cubs over the top. And John Lackey, how about this? John Lackey with a quality start, even though at times it looked like he was throwing batting practice out there today. You've waited all summer for it. I say that semi-facetiously. It's the beginning of the countdown to kickoff. Next.
Just announced, during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Focus, Fusion, Escape, and Edge. Offer ends July 5th.